Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with mild temperatures across major cities. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze complements the sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv remains warm and pleasant. Looking towards the evening, expect a comfortable night with temperatures staying mild. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Gaza border communities have welcomed 5,000 new residents as part of post-October 7th rehabilitation efforts. Also, Israel Hayom reports that bereaved families are opposing humanitarian aid to Gaza, stating that Israel did not go to war to allow Hamas to recover. Also this hour, Ynet announces Doron Spielman as Israel's new public diplomacy spokesman following criticism during wartime. Separately, JNS reveals that Israel's defense ministry chief is pushing for a new alliance to counter Iran's influence. And finally, I-24 News states that Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent embassy compound in Jerusalem. From X, the latest, Adam Louis Klein, an activist, wrote just minutes ago that anti-Zionism is a hate movement targeting Jews by labeling them negatively and justifying violence. Ynet Global reported earlier today that the Knesset has backed a controversial bill restricting mosque loudspeakers, drawing criticism from Ra'am. The Israel Foreign Ministry tweeted earlier today about the Palestinian Authority's failure to deliver promised reforms, criticizing the ongoing pay-for-slay policy. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Gaza border communities. The Times of Israel highlights a significant return of residents to Kibbutz Kisufim, marking a hopeful recovery. The Tekuma Directorate celebrates 1,000 days since a deadly Hamas invasion, with over 1,000 projects underway. This influx signifies growing confidence in the area's security and potential for further development. Turning to the opposition against humanitarian aid to Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that the Valor Forum has released footage of trucks at the Gaza border. This comes amidst efforts to promote Article 17 of the Trump plan, which some see as politically risky. The family's stance underscores the ongoing tension and complexity of humanitarian efforts in conflict zones. Meanwhile, the announcement of Doron Spielman as the new public diplomacy spokesman comes after previous criticism of Israel's wartime communication strategies. According to Ynet, Spielman brings experience as an IDF foreign media spokesman and has guided international leaders through significant historical sites. His appointment aims to strengthen Israel's global narrative and diplomatic outreach. Separately, Israeli Defense Ministry Chief Amir Baram is calling for a new alliance to counter Iran. JNS reports Baram's warning that emerging agreements could funnel substantial funds into Iran. Strengthening regional alliances is seen as crucial in maintaining balance and curbing Iran's influence. Finally, the agreement between Israel and the U.S. to establish a permanent embassy compound in Jerusalem marks a significant step in the embassy relocation process. As reported by I-24 News, this formalizes land allocation at the Allenby site, emphasizing the enduring diplomatic ties between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, the IMF has released a new forecast for Israel, predicting a gradual economic recovery by the second half of 2026. However, Israel Hayom Business warns of rising public debt as a continued concern. Separately, CTEC highlights that Israel's long-term defense force buildup is lagging. Defense Ministry Director General Amir Baram emphasizes the need for timely investments to ensure national security. And finally, according to Globes, Qualcomm has acquired the Israeli company Sam Seamless Network for over $10.0 million. This acquisition highlights the global interest in Israel's cybersecurity innovations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.